Brief interview number 3, 1194, Trenton, New Jersey. Overheard.
So I'm last off again, as usual, and has all that business like that there.
Yes, yeah. Just wait and relax in your seat. Be the last off. Why, everybody right away, all the time, has to get up the minute it stops and cram into the aisle, so you have to stand there with your bags all crammed in, pouring sweat in the aisle for 5 minutes just to be the first one?
Yeah, just wait. And, finally coming out of the jetway thing and out into the, you know, the gate area, greeting area thing as usual. Thinking I'll just, you know, I'll get a cab.
But always depressing on these cold calls to come out into the gate greeting area and see everybody getting met and with the squeals and the hugs and the limo guys all holding up the names on cardboard that aren't your name and the line.
Just shut it for one fucking second, will you? Because listen to this. Because, except, it's mostly emptied out by the time I get out there.
The people by this juncture are mostly dispersed, you're saying.
Except... for over by there's this one girl left over by the rope looking in, peering in down the jetway thing. And there, as she sees, it's me. And I'm looking at her as I come out because it's emptied out except for her. Our eyes meet. And, you know, and all that business like that there. And what is she? She up and goes down on her knees, drops crying with the waterworks. And all that business, hitting and slapping the carpet and scratching it, gouging little tufts and fibers out of this cheap-ass product they buy. Where the low polymer glue starts the backing separating almost right away and ends up tripling the 20-quarter M&R costs. As I'm sure I don't have to tell you. And anyway, she's all bent over and slapping and gouging at the product with the nails bent over so, you know, you can see her tits. Totally hysterical, and with the waterworks and all like that there.
Another cheery welcome to Dayton for your fucking cold calls. We're pleased
No. But the story, it turns out, the story, when I, you know, go over and say, are you okay? Is there anything the matter? Like, you know, get a better shot of what, I have to tell you, some pretty fucking incredible tits under this, like, little tight top, like, leotard tight top thing under this coat, and she's all... down and bent over and, like, bitch-slapping herself in the head and still doing manual field stresses on this gate area product. Where, now she says, this guy that she was in love with and all that business there, that he was in love with her, too, except he was already engaged from Priorly when they meet and fell vehemently in love. And so there's all this back and forth and storm and drag business like that. And I'm lending the ear to her, standing there, but finally, she says, this guy gets off the fence and finally says how he's surrendering to his love for her, this girl here with the tits, and commits to her and says he's going to go and tell the other girl in Tulsa where the guy lives that he's engaged to about the girl here and break it off in Tulsa and finally surrender and commit to this hysterical girl with the tits that loves him more than life herself and feels a merger of souls with him and all that violin business like that. And felt like it finally, you know, for Christ's sake, after all the one rack shit heels she's got to run around from, she finally felt like here at last she's met a guy she could trust and love and merge souls with. With the, you know, the sort of violins and hearts and
blah, blah, blah,
blah. And it says, off the guy goes, flying back to Tulsa to finally break the engagement off with the prior girl like he committed, and he would fly right back to the arms of this girl standing with the Kleenex with the tits and Dayton here and in the gate area with the waterworks crying out her eyes, now to yours truly.
Oh, like we can't see this coming.
Fuck you. And puts his hand over his heart and all like that there and swears he's coming back to her and he'll be on that plane there with the flight number and the time and she swears she'll be there with the tits to meet him. And how she tells all her friends she's finally in love with the real thing and how he's breaking it off and coming right back. And she cleans up a place for him to stay there when he comes back and gets her hair done up all big with spray like they do and dribbles perfume on her, you know, zones and all that business like the usual story. And puts on her best pink jeans. Did I mention she got on these pink jeans and these heels that say fuck me in like myriads of world languages? Yeah. By this juncture now, we're in the little coffee shop thing. Yeah, just in from the U.S. Air gates, that shitty one with the no chairs, and you have to, you know, with your shitty $2 coffee, stand up at the tables with your sample case and bag and all your shit on the low-end tile, not even thermoset on the floor. You know, it's already starting to curl at the grout and keep handing this girl Kleenexes and lending the ear and all the business thereafter she vacuums out the car. Even replaces the little, you know, the freshener thing that hangs on the rearview mirror and hauls ass to be on time to the airport to meet the flight number this so-called trustable guy swore on his fucking mother's life he'd be on.
Guy's a shitheel from the old school.
Yeah, shut up. And then how she says how he even called her. She gets, you know, the call right as she's smearing the last drip of perfume on his own and gets her hair all sprayed out in directions like they do to haul ass out to the airport. And it rings. And it's this guy. And there's all this hiss and static on the phone. And she says how he's calling from the sky and how romantically he's putting it, calling her in flight. On that little in-flight phone, you're supposed to slide your card through at the back of the seat in front of you and saying how...
The markup on those goes $6 a minute. It's a racket. And all the surcharges rated out of the region you're flying over right then with a double spread if the region, they say, adjoins...
Yeah, but that's not the point. Do you want to hear the point? This girl says... She gets there early in the greeting area and already with some of the waterworks already from love and violins and commitment, you know, and trust and stands and says she's all joy and trusting like a pathetic fool. She says while it gets in finally the flight and while they're starting to herding in and all in the big rush and the jetway thing and he's not in the first wave and he's not in the second wave. You know, how they come out in these little waves. Clumps, like the thing's taking a shit almost, you know?
Sciatic, the amount of time I spent on jetways.
And says, like a pathetic, a total fool, her faith never faltering, she kept peering, gazing over the octaweave rope, you know, maroon octaweave with the nice faux velvet finish, the rope of the area over the side during all the hugging and everybody meeting or going off the baggage. Every time, expecting this guy in the next wave out, clump, and then the next, and... Then the next, and like that, waiting.
Poor little Mutsky.
And then at the end there, I come off, the last off as usual, and nobody else after except the crew pulling the neat little identical little bags. Oh, those neat little bags bug me somehow. And
so
that's it, I'm the last.
It wasn't you that she's screaming and hitting the floor for. It's just that you're the last of them off, and you're not this shitheel guy. The bastard even must have faked that call, the static. If you run your Remington, it makes a static that'll sound like a...
And I'm telling you, you never saw anybody so the word heartbroken. And you think it's just words, blah, blah, blah. But then you see this girl with her hand knocking herself in the head for being such a fool, crying so hard she can't mostly breathe and all that business like that. You know, hugging herself and rocking and slapping the shit out of the table so bad you have to lift the coffee to keep it from knocking over. And how men are shits and don't trust them. All her friends said. And she finally met one. And she thinks she can finally trust to really give in and surrender and commit to do the right thing. And they're right. She's a fool. Men are just shit.
Men mostly are shit. You're right.
And I'm standing there holding coffee. It's too late. I don't even want decaf. I'm letting the air in my heart. And I gotta say, my heart going out to this girl for the heartbreak. I swear, kid, but you've never seen anything like this heartbreak on this girl with the tits. I start telling her how she's right. The guy's a shit and don't even deserve. And how it's true, you know, most guys really are shit and how my heart's going out and all like that.
So then what happened?
Yeah, you really gotta ask.
You bastard.
You know,
you shitheel.
You know how it is. I mean, what are you gonna do?
You shitheel.
Well, you know,